neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The remedy after red cow. So that's what we learn on Shabbat to preparation for Pesach, for Passover. So now, Midrash explains that why this mahlul, this remedy works for impurity that is the severe one. It's called Tumat Hamet. If somebody had a contact with a deceased, a dead person. So Midrash says, just imagine you had a worker that cleans your house. So he comes to your house, and it happened to be her child was not feeling well. So she brings her child with her. And then happened to be this kid is very shovav. You know how they say shuvav, that very active. How do they say it?
Playful.
No, there's another word for it.
The name that we don't want to say.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So he, mess up the house. So who's supposed to clean it? Who?
The mother.
So now here, Midrash explains that Am Yisrael, they committed the sin of golden calf. It's called calf. The baby, the gusale. So now the mother has to come and clean it. Make sense? Yeah? No, it doesn't make sense. How could it make sense? One is a golden one, is not real. The other one is real one, is an animal. How can one make up for the other one? Make sense?
No.
Doesn't make sense. What does Midrash mean? It says the mother, the kid, no, he messed up the house, now the mother has to clean. I'm sorry?
The kid didn't do anything in the first place, said the mother.
No, he messed up the house.
So if the mother would
have... Huh? He went around...
No, that's right. Another example.
They worshipped the idol. Because till then, the angel of the death was retired. They sent them to Palm Springs after Mount Har Sinai. So after they worshipped the golden calf, so he came back to action again. So now this golden calf was the disaster that made all the trouble. So now, Rav Zusha, I saw a very beautiful message. Here, we don't know how this procedure works. Because you burn this red cow with cedar wood and hyssop. You call it zofa, ezov. And then you mix it with water, this and that. And then you sprinkle on the third day, the seventh day. And then this person becomes all of a sudden pure. Tahor, Pak, and not only that, the one that was involved with this action, he himself becomes impure. Tameh. How does this work? So this is just a very beautiful thing. Let's say, from Shomayim, they're supposed to give you, not too much, let's say $5 million. So amen.
Amen.
Don't forget the 10%. So now, when they try to wire this money, what happens in Shomayim? What happens?
Why?
Yeah, because they call Meqatregim. You know any lawyers? They have always DA against them. You know any good lawyers? So these DAs, district attorneys, in Shomayim say, no! What do you mean? He doesn't deserve it! You know, he didn't come on Mincha! He didn't show up! You cannot give him the money! So what happened? What Hashem can do? Are they right or not? Are they right?
They're right.
Yes. Yeah? So Hashem is going to wire it or not?
Yes. Then what
do
you do?
No, look at the situation. You know, they want to wire the money. Anything you want. You know, you want health, you want money, you want success of your children. You know, amen. So they don't let you. So Halav says a very beautiful thing. He says, you know what this red cow is all about? The red cow, we do it for what reason? What's the reason? What's the logic behind it? What is it?
Well, bypass surgery.
We don't know. It's a chuk. We have no idea how it works. So now Hashem says, look, my children down here, they do things that even they don't know what they're doing. So now because they listen to me, even they're not looking into and they're not asking, why should we do it? So when in Shemayim they want to give you something, so Hashem says, quiet, quiet, you don't need to know. Because when they do things and they don't know why they're doing it, so Hashem will do things even though you have a lot of DAs against you. See what a beautiful insight it is? So that means anytime you go against your logic and you just do it without even understanding, then you open so many gates in Shemayim for yourself. Hashem is like, you know, to do it without any even asking.
Amen.
And this gave us that Hashem, a lot of hasla.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.